Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Jonathan's Jewelers. This is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. It's Sam. RDI, how are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to check in because I have a stone that came back, but I couldn't find one, like, in the 1.3 ratio.
Okay.
I don't know if you've had any struggles with that.
I haven't looked at it, to be quite honest. I haven't looked at it at all today. It's, like, on the back burner right now.
Yeah, I can tell you guys have been busy today. Have you?
Yeah, very busy.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
So you found something in your potentially but not quite the same ratio?
It's not even, it's less, she quoted it to me. My New York City office, they go out and they found this one, and it's a 1.2 ratio. It's less than the one that I had before.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't think it would really work, but it's an option. It's an FSI.
Is it in your stock ID numbers, or?
It's not, no.
Do you have the GIA number?
Because
I could look it up real quick and see if I can tell by the report if it's something that they would consider.
I don't have the GIA number. Hold on. Do you want to see, like, a picture of it, or?
You can send a picture either by email or text. I don't know. I mean, I'm at my computer right now, so I'm just trying to get some.
Did I send you a picture of the other one, the 170?
You did. You did. That one I thought it was pretty, but with the ratio, I didn't. I mentioned it to them, and they said, no, probably won't. Don't bother.
Did you show them the picture?
No, they're out of state. They're in Massachusetts, so.
Oh, okay.
I did not send them the picture.
I mean, yeah, it's tough. This is like the Taylor Swift stone.
I know.
On the dot, so we're doing our best that we can.
We are, and I think they know that. I think they just, you know, we've brought in so much inventory for people for them to come in and check out, and
yeah,
as you know, and like I said, we're not gonna, you know, we're gonna do our best to find it, but
if they want a 1.3 ratio, they're most likely gonna have to go with a regular, you know, cushion cut.
Yeah.
And
that's a possibility. I think
I have.
Okay.
So I mean, if they want to,
you
go
can
like
send me those GIA certs. It doesn't necessarily have to be the old cut, but if it's elongated, it's possible that they may entertain that.
That makes this a
they
lot
just
easier.
Don't, you know, like when you get into cushion cuts, how sometimes the faceting seems a little scattered. In the center, there's no focal point.
Yeah.
They like a focal point. And, like, a couple of the ones that you had sent were beautiful, and then there was a couple they had seen that had the light looked more like glitter, like cracked ice, and they wanted it more broad facets, or, you know, I don't know if it's the cut that makes the difference on that, but...
Huh. Have you... looked on our website at the cushions? Like, did they, what was their budget again?
I think the max, their price would be 15.
Oh, okay, so this won't work.
What's the number? I'm on your website. I'm not logged in, but I'm on your website.
320-386 is the P number. It's a 2-carat, so it's 14,000. 824, so it's 15 cost, but it's a 2-carat, it's a 1.3 ratio, and it's got a very large table to it, and it's almost cut like an old mine, but it's not.
Yeah. I don't know if I could bring this to them. What's the price on this one?
Our price? Your price would be $14,824.
All right, so it'd be okay. I'm looking at it like I'm not sure if the clarity is gonna be there.
I'll tell you what, when you see it in person, it'd probably be a lot better. There's also another one that's like the same, and all the inclusions are white. This one might even be better. It's the same price.
Okay.
That one is $320,385. It's literally the same stone, just with white inclusions.
A little harder to see. Just want to see that front view. I think the first one was actually maybe slightly better.
Yeah, the depth on that is a little bit different. They're like a percentage off. That's like the only one that I could really think of that's almost like an old mine cut. And
yeah,
they got the 1.0, it's 1.385 ratio, so they're super long. That's why they're expensive.
I'm just seeing a few other things. It's not working for me, the computer.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the other one you sent me. The one that, the first one you told me was at 320,386.
320,386, yeah.
Let's see, I want to see the third on that one. I mean, I could give them the information, the cert numbers. I'm not sure if it's going to meet their ratio that they're looking for, though.
Too long?
They're looking for, it's hard to tell with the mapping.
Yeah, I have one right here. I mean,
the one that the ratio that they liked. Well, this is a 150 though. It's a 302,864. It's 1.5 carats. They want bigger. This is on your website. It's one that I must have looked at and brought in at one point.
302,184. You said
302,864. The way that this looks elongated. The other ones look a little bit more, less elongated.
Did you bring that one in?
I know. This one, I don't think. See how, wait, I don't know, when you look at the still picture face up, it looks like crushed ice in the center. There's no real focal point. They won't like that. They like it more broad facets. It may have been one of the ones I looked at.
I think it was. I remember seeing that stone.
But I've looked at so many that I'm oblivious at this point.
Yeah. What about a stone like 320,609? That one's, it's not in right now, but it's a 171 HSI1. That one's showing.
Is that one that I've shown before?
It might have. I think, honestly, it might have been.
I think
it's like so tough to pick. I mean, that's a 1.3 ratio right there.
Yeah, I think it might have been. I don't know if it was the faceting or if they were looking for a larger size.
This is a 1.3 ratio, too, and it's like it doesn't even seem that much bigger. Like, How about 320,624, if you look at that one? It's an ISI-1.
That one's more, I think it's a pretty stone. I think that one's more, not as elongated as they're looking for.
That's a 1.3 ratio right there, on the dot.
Yeah, I don't know if they're looking for a longer ratio. Does it go, when you get longer, is it, a larger span. Like the one we had just returned was like a 190.
Yeah, we had a 192, yeah.
They like that ratio, but they wanted it bigger or less, the faceting to be. Oh, and maybe it was the other. So we showed one from another gentleman, and they liked the ratio of that one. Actually, I have it right here because it's returned this one. I just want to see what this one. I'll make sure I'm looking. I've looked at so many cushion cuts that I'm.
It's yeah, right.
it gets annoying after a while.
So many.
Maybe that was the. Yeah, this one was the one that had more of the ratio. And I think it is the. What you said, the 1.3. So 8.12 divided. Yeah, that was 1.3 on the dot. So the one that I'm looking at is 1.3 on the dot, the one that you have on the screen, 320624.
Yeah.
But I think I've shown that to them. That may have been in one of the first few, and I actually have the pricing from the old ones, the GIA numbers, because I just...
Is it 302, what was the number again? I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't show. So the one I'm looking at that you told me, 302864.
Oh, the 150. Okay, yeah.
So that one is you just mentioned this one to me. Maybe I didn't show this one. If I did, I'd have to go back in our memos to look, but...
Actually, I can do that right now. Hold on.
They do like the... It's not that scattered. I think it's a pretty stone. It is a little busy in the center, where I've seen that some are less busy.
Yeah. So I sent you a 171 and a 191. So that one was not out.
Okay.
So that one's super long.
And they really like the 191. What
they
the,
do?
They well, they did, but they didn't like the facet pattern on it. That's the one that they...
The facet pattern.
You know, like it looked more like crushed ice.
Yeah, I understand. This one, like the one that you're looking at right now, the long one, you're saying that one looks a little too much like... crushed ice, or is there there's not much of a focal point on it, or is that...
They like the ones that have more of a... It doesn't have to be an older cut, but they like the ones that have more of a focal point, less busyness when you look through the table. They don't want to see, like, too much glitter is what they... These are their words.
Brilliance.
Oops, I'm looking at the wrong cut. I don't want then, radiant.
Wait, so they don't like brilliant? What, like... Have
they like brilliant, but
cups?
they want more like broad facets is the only way I can explain it. They don't want, like some of the, when you look at the mapping on the GIA cert, some of the facet pavilion facets are tighter and closer together. Those tend
yeah.
to be a little bit more busy. They like them a little bit more spaced out and more of a focal point.
I'm looking at, yeah, I see it. I see the difference right now. Have they looked at an emerald, like with a step cut?
I think I may have mentioned it to them, and it's not something that they...
Yeah, it's more of an elegant
yeah.
look. I get it.
So, I mean, I don't have time to really be searching right now for these.
Got it, yeah.
But, which is why I... kind of put it aside for now because I feel like they're giving me the runaround in a way.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up in a way, but I still, you know, I think they're being a little unreasonable. So.
I agree.
But how do you politely say that to a customer?
Yeah, I think.
You know?
Broad faceting.
Yes, that's all I can say.
I'm gonna try something. We'll see. I'm gonna throw in a request here to my New York City office and just do a regular cushion and see if I can get broad faceting in there and see if they find
like the
something
one,
like that.
The one you had sent us, it was the last one I just returned yesterday. I don't know if you got it back yet, but the 190 something.
Yeah, the 191. I haven't gotten any.
They really liked the faceting on that. They just wanted it a little bit more elongated.
So they. Okay. Let me...
And I thought the M stood for mine, but it was a cushion modified.
Yeah.
I believe is how you called it.
Cushion
I thought the
modified.
M stood...
Okay.
I thought it stood for mine cut, but...
Where is that stone? I don't even see it on here. It's not even on the website. It should be on the website, but it's not.
I don't know.
Like
I had a back out, but I have to... I have to take care of something else.
Yeah, you're good. Don't worry about it. I just want to check in and tell you about it.
I thanks for calling. I didn't have a chance to call you back. But that's you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm putting it on hold for now.
Got it. Yeah. Well, I'll try my best. And if there's anything else that you need, I know you guys are busy right now with stones and cushions or marquees or, you know, another stone. Someone comes in with picky. I'd love to help you out. I like doing this stuff. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, and I thank you for your drive and your persistence. I apologize. This one just happens to be a difficult customer. So.
It's fine. You know, I'm going to get through it. I'm going to crack them. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
We're gonna crack the code here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will. We'll be in touch. This is something that I haven't been able to work on today.
Okay. Don't worry about it. You focus on what you need to focus on right now.
Okay. I appreciate your help. And until I talk again, we'll chat soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Take it easy. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.